Welcome to the Power Hour. Karen Cataline sitting in for Daniel Brickman, sitting here on the Power Hour Network. And oh boy, do I love filling in here on the Power Hour. For all intents and purposes, it's still Independence Day. As a matter of fact, I put on my Facebook page, it needs to be Independence Day every day. Let every day be Independence Day to celebrate the blessings of liberty. And I don't know, did you have a little bit of a disconnect yesterday? Maybe you were setting off fireworks. Maybe you were having the, oh, I don't know, are you allowed to have a barbecue on Independence Day? Are you allowed to set off fireworks and celebrate liberty in a time and a country whose liberty is in profound, serious attack? I have to be straight. I mean, that's what I promised myself when I started doing talk radio. I gotta, you know, calls them like I sees them, as my dear old dad used to say. And that's the name of my show, Spouting Off. And spouting off is a good thing. It means you say what's on your mind uncensored. Yes, you can be diplomatic if you want to be, but choose to be diplomatic. But don't pull your punches and don't be afraid to say what's on your mind because someone is going to bully and intimidate you into shutting up. And I think it would be very difficult for any person with a room temperature IQ not to realize that there is serious censorship going on in this land of the free and the home of the brave, or the land of the free because of the brave. And so the 4th of July, I think that is the left's most hated holiday all year round, because they would like to, if they could, they would outlaw Independence Day. And frankly, I hate to say this, it gives me no pleasure to say this, they would outlaw independence along with it. But yesterday it was especially important on the 4th of July, the country's birthday, the day before we saw Donald Trump give this massive and popular and extremely eloquent speech for liberty, for America as it was founded to be. And yesterday, I hope that you spent it with your family, with your loved ones, celebrating the history, the delight, the prosperity, the peace that the United States of America has been responsible for all around the world, the beacon of liberty. Why do you think America is such a target? Because these globalists see America, and to a lesser extent, Israel, as the barriers to that liberty and freedom on which America was founded, not just liberty and freedom. And by the way, there is a difference, and I never knew this until the last couple of years when I was studying it more intensively. And this is an interpretation, but freedom is just, you know, do anything you want. Liberty requires personal responsibility and accountability. If you take away the accountability from people, guess what? You take away their liberty as well. So the real key is that individual liberty and personal responsibility is what seems to be behind just about every insane, crazy policy that the radical left, which now controls the Democrat Party, is pushing. And I hate to say, it is not limited to the radical left, which controls the Democrat Party. It is also the, what we call the swamp, the establishment Republicans, the mealy-mouthed Republicans who think somehow that if they take a bribe or they get blackmail, they're going to be saved in this nightmare called a march to globalist socialism, communism. No. They won't be saved. They'll be useful idiots like everyone else. But I want to talk about liberty. By the way, just if you've not heard me before, I'm a commentator, columnist, all-around rabble-rouser. I have a website at karencataline.com. Yes, I am a middle-aged white woman who complains a lot. And I think it's interesting that the name Karen is somehow associated not only with someone who complains a lot, which of course you're not allowed to do, especially if you're white, but that somehow this has to do with race. It doesn't, right? If they decided to demonize someone with the name of Shaniqua, I'm sure they'd call it racist. This is all to divide people. I wouldn't buy into any of it. Don't buy into any of it. And I'll bet Power Hour listeners don't. I just don't think that they do. Nevertheless, my name is Karen Cataline, last name spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. You'll find more about me than you ever want to know. I write a lot of stuff about liberty and other such things, including, and I'm not going to go into it right now, but I had a piece in the Western Journal called Please Stop Saying Socialism Doesn't Work. It riled up a lot of people because they thought I was saying socialism does work. Well, you know, it does work for authoritarians. It does work for totalitarians. Socialism, to equate socialism with every other economic system in the world, as many young people who have been indoctrinated in government schools who think somehow that, oh, well, let's try socialism for a while because, after all, they've been indoctrinated to think that free markets, freedom, and capitalism doesn't work. Well, if you keep demeaning free markets, then eventually they'll work just as poorly as socialism, communism, and planned economies do. But that's not the point. The point is, why put it on the par with that? I don't think we should be afraid ever, and now more than ever, to say that socialism and communism, see, I'm getting off on this tangent, and I told you I wouldn't. Socialism and communism requires force in order to, quote, work. As soon as you start employing force, trying to separate people from their individual free will, their rights to live life as they see fit, as long as those rights do not infringe on other people's rights to do the same, which is what our liberty and our Constitution was created to protect, then that is, it is evil. It is evil. It is evil to think, oh, you know, I think I'm just going to control the world and I know I'm smarter than everyone else. I mean, this is narcissistic pathology. This is sociopathic. And unfortunately, we have a lot of those people out there who somehow think they know what's right for everybody else in the world. I contend with this piece that I wrote, and I do direct you either, or I can refer you. I don't direct you. I refer you to the piece at either Western Journal, Please Stop Saying Socialism Doesn't Work, or at my website at KarenCataline.com. What I contend is that conservatives have to get a lot prouder and a lot more adamant about the fact that the most compassionate system in the world is to restrain and constrain your own power so somebody else can have the joy of taking responsibility for their own life. You see, that's true altruism. That is generosity. If you have the ability to stop someone from making a mistake, that won't kill them, but they'll make a mistake and they'll learn from it. They'll learn that they can be master of their own fate to a certain extent, not everything. Then you're doing them a tremendous favor and you're giving to them. Think about, I've known a lot of adult parents because I used to practice as a social worker. And think about the adult children of elderly parents, is what I meant to say, who want to stick their parents in nursing homes against their will because, oh, they're just easier to manage. They don't have the elderly person's best interests at heart. And there's just a ton of that going around. Now, if that person truly cannot take care of themselves and is in true danger, that's a very different thing than trying to force an elderly person into a nursing home. When I was working as a social worker, I worked partly, I did a lot of different kinds of things, but in truly protecting the greatest amount of freedom for older people was to allow them to live independently as long as they could. Not to allow, but to respect their desire. And guess what? They always wanted to. They always wanted to. The desire for freedom is like breathing air for human beings. And respecting and loving that freedom. Same thing with when you don't allow your kids ever to make a mistake so they can learn from it. Same kind of thing. Anyway, I really am getting off on a tangent. I think we ought to be celebrating liberty every single day of the year and talking with our friends who may not understand that our liberties are under grave, are in grave danger today. I never thought I'd be living in such a time. Although it is a great honor and a privilege to do talk radio, you know, I don't need to have such life or death issues to talk about, but voila, here we are. So let me give you a little hint of what we're going to do on the show today. We got two full hours, and I just want to let you know we're going to have a guest pretty much the whole second hour to talk about her brand new book. Her name is Stephanie Seneff, and she has a brand new book that you're really going to want to listen to. I know you've heard all about Roundup and the poisons in Roundup. The lawsuits are starting to burgeon now, and she's the author of a book called Toxic Legacy. And we're going to talk to her about exactly what glyphosate is. Glyphosate, make sure I say that right. And she did a ton of research on this, and she will be helping us to understand. So the name of the book, by the way, if you want to take a look at it or buy it, and you probably will after you hear this interview, Toxic Legacy, How the Weed Killer Glyphosate is Destroying Our Health and the Environment. So we'll have her in the second hour. And we have completely open lines in this first hour. So when I first fell in love with talk radio, which was when I was 14, I didn't get to do it until I was a lot older. The great beauty of talk radio is it is the antithesis of censorship. It is the antithesis of the kind of media propaganda and control that we are seeing being hoisted upon the great United States of America. It's immediate. It, you know, talk radio, no man, it's master. And you get to interact with the host anytime you want. So in our first hour, you can call in 844-769-2944. Now, if you're listening on the podcast, obviously you can't do that, but it is fun to listen to other people and their opinions. And we model this notion, gee, what a radical notion, that we can and are always allowed to disagree, to express our opinions, to dissent. Right now, there seems to be this enormous push to put down dissenters, to tell them to fall in line and even to punish them. And that is, as I say, the antithesis of liberty and independence. And many people are home from work today celebrating their legal holiday of the 4th of July, which was yesterday. And here's a question to start us off on hopefully the call-in portion of this program. The whole next hour, if you care to. If not, I have a ton of stuff I can cover. Okay? But the number is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. And I welcome all comers, people who disagree, people who totally agree. And if you're not comfortable calling in, you're also welcome to email me later. I have gotten a fair number of emails when I do this show. Karen at KarenKataline.com. Kataline spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. And so here's the question. On this day, when we're celebrating Independence Day, and I hope that we celebrate it every darn day by constraining our own power over other people and standing up against those who would, do you know people who think this country isn't in a crisis? I do. And it And it always surprises me. And they're all across the board. There are people who I used to know as Republicans, conservatives, libertarians, whatever. Hard for me to imagine a libertarian wouldn't, but there's a lot of flavors of libertarians, too. And that's a good thing. There are certainly a lot of young people and people all across the board who somehow think that this is business as usual in America. And they don't have much to compare it to. If you're young enough, you haven't known a time in which people weren't demonized for having a different point of view. Especially, it's not that many years ago, the Trump years. Let's hope there are more of those to come. In some fashion or another, but in a very, very systematic way, we have seen the left make it socially acceptable to demonize, ban, and shut up and shut down, be it with big tech or everything else, people who have a different point of view. People who have questions. Oh, no, you can't question what you're being told by these people who have been proven to lie again and again and again. What, you're not allowed to question anymore? I have an old motto that I just have used again and again, which is, regardless of your faith, and some of you may know that I'm Jewish, proud of it, and, you know, we are all have our deepest right to explore and decide what we think about where we came from, who we are, what we want out of life. These are, you know, such precious things about how we live our life, how we will choose to live our life, and what we believe are the purpose is the purpose of our life, the purpose of existence. I love those kinds of questions. But it is an individual thing, and our founders, our great founders, recognized that the government should not be dictating religion, should not be deciding whether people can worship as they see fit, especially when it doesn't infringe on other people's rights. And so, do you know people who think this country isn't in a crisis? I do. I've talked to people who say, you know, the pendulum will swing, or, you know, Republicans and Democrats, they're all the same. And I know a lot of Republicans who are dictators. No, I don't think so. I know in the Congress, there are certain people who have rolled over, who have sold out, but I don't think that the fundamental ideas of conservatism, liberty, free markets, and as Donald Trump would say, America first, includes authoritarianism. No, that's something that is being introduced, pushed, and dictated by the left. How about this one? Do you know people who don't think we are in very serious danger of losing our liberties and all the rights enumerated in the Bill of Rights? From the first to the last, we have, our founders were brilliant in conceiving that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So their whole system of government, which was created with great previous influences to preserve individual freedom, to preserve individuality and the right to live life as we see fit, that we decided to reject the whole notion of the divine rights of kings. We're not taking orders from kings who somehow have a special line to God. No, this was a revolutionary idea when our founders created it, that we don't believe in kings and queens and monarchs who somehow are divinely anointed to rule over the rest of us. That's why it frustrates me when Americans get all gaga over the royals in Britain. My God, we left British rule to get away from that sort of thing. Now we have, by some people's standards, celebrities who are treated like kings and queens. And at the risk of making a broad generalization, they're among, not all, there's some smart actors and actresses, but on the whole, they are among the most ignorant, narcissistic, blah, 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 narcissistic and arrogant people that we've ever seen. They're used to having people yes them to death. They're used to having yes men all around them. They have tons of money. And what do? They profess to be liberals who care about the little people. I think that's to assuage their guilt for having amazing wealth. I don't think you have to apologize for having amazing wealth, but you do have a responsibility not to abuse your power over other people. And unfortunately, that has been the nature of man over time. So those are a couple things to start off with. And we do have, as I say, the rest of this hour. We're going to be probably taking a break here in a couple of minutes, so I won't have time to take calls. But in the second half hour of this show, we do have lots of time for your calls. 844. Oh, we have even less. We have 30 seconds. That's even shorter. But we'll have the rest of the hour. So it's 844-769-2944 to call in, give your thoughts. Maybe you have something else on your mind that you'd like to be talking about. But nevertheless, pleasure to be here. Great to be here on the Power Hour. Karen Cataline filling in for Daniel Brigman, and we'll be back right after this.
At the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Power Hour J. We've been spring cleaning at the Power Mall. We have an overstock of Grown by Nature supplements, and we'd like to offer you 25% off of select products. Hurry, the sale will only be available while supplies last. No code necessary to shop at thepowermall.com, or you can call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's thepowermall.com or 877-817-9829.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm your guest host for today, Karen Cataline, and this gives me a great opportunity to tell you that the Power Mall will be closed today in observance of Independence Day. Most people are celebrating or getting their day off on Independence Day, because yesterday, of course, was the 4th of July. And I just love talking about liberty because it's really what is behind so much of so many of the things that we've been talking about over the last 18 months when, in my opinion, the entire leftist apparatus jumped the shark and started demanding that we wear rags on our face. At the risk of going back over that, because it just makes me crazy. Doesn't matter whether it works or not, do it anyway. And you know what? Even if it did work and it doesn't, it's all about obedience. It's a symbol of submission. It has nothing to do with whether it works. It's a symbol to show that you will do exactly as you're told so that those who are not doing what they're told can be identified more easily. Anyway, let me make sure I was clear about that. The Power Mall will be closed today. In observance of the holiday, you can order 24/7 online by visiting www.thepowermall.com. Today is the last day, so you can order online. Today is the last day to save 10% on your order, excluding dropship products. Okay, so we got that out of the way. If you'd like to call in and talk either about Independence Day, liberty, what is most, do you know people who don't think this country is on the road to authoritarianism? They don't think this country is in a crisis. I would love to know. And if you have been able to persuade somebody that, in fact, we are in a crisis, I mean, it's hard for me to imagine that you wouldn't see it. But if you talk to people on social media, which I do frequently, you know that people all across the board are defending the government that has continued to lie and lie and lie. And I don't mean just the whole government. I mean various different people who have decided and appointed themselves your boss. You know that old phrase, it's not so old, you're not the boss of me. Well, they think they are the boss of you. That's what they think. And so that is a crisis for America because our Constitution precludes that kind of thing, not only from the government, but the spirit of liberty has also been, is being not just chipped away at, but basically they're taking a wrecking ball to the whole spirit and, meaning of personal liberty and freedom of expression. I have moved from the state of Colorado to Texas, and it's fascinating to me that we have free states in this country and slave states in this country, depending on how many Democrats are in control, whether it be a city, a state, a municipality, which is, of course, a city, a county, whatever it may be. In Texas, we have Austin, which behaves an awful lot like every other leftist city around the country that is dying, that has tent cities, that allows criminals to control the streets, that tells cops to stand down, that defunds the police. It's a whole litany of things that leftists are marching in lockstep to. It doesn't matter. They don't rule, excuse me, that's the wrong word. They don't govern according to local control, which again is a very treasured principle of our founding, that we are 50 separate states and under local control, and we make an agreement in order to pool our resources for things that affect the national concern, you know, national security, that kind of thing. Now the left has gone into every state legislature and persuaded and tried to control, regardless of who those people represent. Your state legislator, wherever they are, state senate, state house representative, is being having their arm twisted to go along what? In lockstep to collectivism. Well, all the left is doing this. I mean, have you ever noticed that all the left is they're speaking with one voice, they're marching with one voice, and they're demonizing with one voice anyone who disagrees? Case in point, I'm going to go to, I was sent this list of good news, and I hate to tell you, there isn't a lot of good news in this list of good news, but I do have one of these stories that I want to mention. Government to force gun owners to pay annual tax. They will confiscate guns from those who refuse. Is that according to the Second Amendment? Well, no, of course it's not. So all along, the left has been attacking gun rights of law-abiding citizens. Every time a criminal commits a crime with a gun, in fact, any time a criminal commits a crime, the criminal is characterized as the victim, and the law-abiding citizen and the victim of that crime is characterized as the criminal. I mean, we see this again and again and again. It would be foolish to think that that's not an intentional tactic. But lawmakers have already determined this, apparently, the Free Thought Project, in a move that is being celebrated by the anti-gun crowd, who, of course, have been completely co-opted, that anybody who even owns a gun is a dangerous radical, which is preposterous. Preposterous indeed. They're not the ones that pose a threat. They're wanting to protect their family and their loved ones. The government of San Jose, California has already passed a resolution unanimously to force gun owners to pay an annual tax and carry insurance for the privilege of self-defense. Though the forthcoming tax has yet to be determined, lawmakers have already determined that they will begin confiscating guns from anyone who refuses to pay it. Now, talk about a catch-22. You see that? It's not the tax. The tax is to force people to identify themselves, to force people to bend over, and to identify themselves as gun owners. They want people to fight against that because, I hate to say it, but just like Beto O'Rourke, who would love to be governor of Texas, they want to confiscate guns. They've been paying lip service for a very long time that, oh, we don't want to take your guns. And then all of a sudden, Beto O'Rourke took his mask off. See, that's the upside downness, the gaslighting of it all. They masked law-abiding citizens, but they unmasked themselves as the totalitarians they really are. Now, this is the question, this is the point I want to make, that I almost always want to make when it comes to guns and gun policy and gun law, and that is people who don't mean you harm are not threatened by your right, a law-abiding citizen's right, to defend themselves. You see what I mean? People who don't mean you any harm have never been threatened by law-abiding citizens who have guns. We've always agreed that criminals shouldn't have guns. We have laws on the books that criminals shouldn't have guns. But that's not what these growing laws are meant to do. These growing laws are meant to take away the right to defend oneself and one's family from citizens. Now, just like a mugger, anyone else, if they mean you harm, what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to take away your right to defend yourself. Now, you don't have to be a radical to point that out. But to the extent that this radical left can point and characterize law-abiding citizens as the radicals, then, of course, they get to ban and control and do anything they want. They must be held accountable for their intent to rob people of their personal and individual liberty. We saw the McCluskeys in St. Louis who were made an example of. They made an example of the McCluskeys who were encountering a mob, and all they did was brandish a gun, which I understand the guns didn't even work now, but guess what? It worked. The people who broke through an iron gate on private property when they saw the gun, they left. So who did St. Louis government, which has been co-opted by the left, who was it they went after? Who did they arrest? Did they arrest the people who were trans, who were on private property, breaking into private property and a gate? No! They charged the McCluskeys for brandishing a gun. Now, if you were outraged by that, that was meant to teach you a lesson. That was meant to put everyone on notice that if you use a gun to defend them yourself, even if it is to stop people from confiscating, going on your property and threatening you, these people had their lives threatened. The mob said they would kill them and their pets. Where's PETA when you need them, you know? Then you're going to be the one. And guess what? People surely are learning that lesson, that that's the kind of point of view that the left has today. So we still have a few more minutes, but I'm going to just keep going on with this good news, which I don't know how good news it is. The number is 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. This is kind of good news. Ex-White House doctor calls for Biden to take an immediate cognitive test. There's something going on. Gee, you think? And that's another thing you're not allowed to question is the mental state of the guys sitting in the Oval Office. When a president's verbal aberrations become normal, there's a deeper problem than gaffes, the former White House doctor said. Republican Representative Ronnie Jackson of Texas, who was a White House physician for former presidents George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump, an interesting group, all from different perspectives and points of view, said Saturday that he supports the standards set while Trump was in office, and Democrats demanded that he take a cognitive test. Did you see a problem on Saturday night? I didn't. The far left and the mainstream media were demanding that be the new standard for anybody who goes to lead our country and be our commander-in-chief and our head of state, Jackson said Saturday. I'm just saying. I agree with them at this point. We need to get it done, he said. Do you think the left is going to allow Joe Biden to take a fair cognitive test? I don't think so. Well, I'm delighted. So we have a caller. Chad in North Carolina is calling on the Power Hour line. Welcome to the Power Hour. You're with Karen Cataline. What's on your mind?
Thank you for having me. I believe I talked to you the last time you hosted the Power Hour.
Oh, well, I'm glad. Welcome back. Glad you're listening. What are you thinking?
It's not a good sign when I feel like I'm the only person that calls into the show, because I would think there would be more people concerned right now because of all the things you just outlined.
Well, let me just say, I think there's a whole lot more people listening than calling, obviously. That's always the case. And I think that's a good thing. Just like everything else, some people don't like calling in. Of course, I like to cajole them. But I'm glad they're listening, and hopefully we can give people some ammo to talk to their friends. Some people are better on one-on-one conversation than on the radio. But you're obviously not afraid to call in and talk on the radio, so I'm very glad you did. What's up?
Well, I'm calling in because I'm just very concerned. On Friday, I believe it was, George Frun and Jack Mullen were on, and they were talking about an event similar to Event 201. I believe he said it was planned for July 9th to hammer out, I guess, cybersecurity attacks. And what people don't seem to look at is these things happen, and everybody's caught off guard, like, they didn't see it coming. And that was right. What happened with the lockdowns. I know there's probably a lot of people that listen to Alex Jones, and he had explained a bit 10 years ago the Rockefeller Foundation publication Lockstep, which went into detail about how they could shut down the economy and do all these things. And so
go back and talk about this event on the 9th, you said. For those who may not have been listening and I didn't hear it, tell everybody what this event was that was discussed last week.
It was Jack Mullen was a guest on the Power Hour, and I don't know the details. I just heard him say that on July 9th there was supposed to be an Event 201-like event, which happened in, I believe it was 2019, where these bureaucrats were pontificating about how they wanted to shut down the world economy, and for a time they did so very effectively, and now they're rolling out the shots and biometrics and all these things, and that was actually, that was, I've heard Alex Jones, you know, a lot of people might think he's over the top, but he predicted a long time ago they wanted a world government with forced inoculations. And I see people, I talk to people all the time that say they went ahead and did it, you know, like it was their duty to do so.
Chad, I know some conservatives, some very bright people that went and got the shot. And it is amazing to me. It is exactly, I think it's Ben Franklin who said, those who will give up liberty for security. Now that doesn't mean, I mean, one of the people is like over 70, okay? And I don't yet, you're allowed to think what we want about people who do as they're told or go along. But we're not the people forcing. We're not the people using force. If people want to wear a rag on their face to go to the grocery store, let them. But it's the people wearing the rags on their face who are conned into believing that the rest of us must be forced to take a shot, forced to wear a mask, forced into doing as we're told. We're not the authoritarians here. They are. Am I right?
Right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. And I've talked to people at the grocery store that kind of bumped into who have said that they knew young people who got these shots and within a few days were, you know, irreparably harmed or died. Know a few cases here locally.
Right.
And it's just
I hate to let you go, but I have another caller waiting. I'm so delighted that you called. Please, whenever I'm on, feel free to call. I mean, I'll have less guests if I have more callers because Hey, that is the heart and soul of talk radio. We know the great Rush Limbaugh didn't have any guests. He had only callers. I think it's great to have a combination of both. But you hang in there, be strong, and thanks so much for listening. Okay?
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. I just want to call people's attention to, and then we're going to take Cecil in Tennessee. Fauci urges vaccinated Americans to wear masks in areas where low vaccination rates, with low vaccination rates. So this is the obvious question, which of course we're not allowed to ask. Of course. God forbid we should question somebody who's lied to us for 18 months. And that is, if you took the vaccination that they promised was safe and effective, how come you have to keep wearing a stupid muzzle on your face when other people aren't vaccinated? Isn't the vaccination supposed to work and stop you from getting sick? Well, no. It's not only causing illness of other kinds, but people are getting coronavirus with this so-called vaccination. In fact, we're going to have a terrific guest who's not only going to talk about glyphosate, but she's going to talk a little bit about what she knows about vaccines as well. So you're going to want to stay tuned in the second hour. But right now, we have another caller here on the Power Hour Radio, and it is Cecil in Tennessee. Welcome to the Power Hour. You're with Karen Cataline.
Oh, hi, Karen.
Hi, Cecil.
Thank you. The people that run the country now are just insane. The shot business, everything.
And, that's to the point. And I think you're right.
It's sort of, yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No. Well, okay. And you know, there's nothing. Let me just say this, and then I want you to continue. Isn't it interesting that the people who are the most arrogant and the most ignorant are the ones who think they're allowed to control and be lord and master over the rest of us? When there's somebody who's truly level-headed, even if we disagree with them, and they don't want to control other people's lives, adults meaning, and of course the left does the opposite, they want to give free rein for children to decide what sex they are, which is preposterous, but adults should be treated like children. It, you know, it's mind-boggling. Okay, go ahead. I'll take a breath.
Okay. No, you're very informative, and you have a sort of calm air about you, and I think that logic and reason are what we need rather than just hysteria or some such. What I wanted to emphasize was just, I think Joyce used to say this and preach it all the time, is to prepare, be a prepper. Mm-hmm. And that covers a lot of ground. And I would add, just get right with the Almighty God. You probably have to get yourself prepared also in a military kind of sense of, I hate to say it, but get some kind of defense mechanism, a weapon, a baseball bat. I don't know what it would take. And
you know what, Cecil? When you've got a president, when you've got a president who basically is threatening nukes and F-15s at his own citizens, then yeah, I don't think it's unreasonable to think about your own defense and the defense of your family. I don't advocate violence in any way, but self-defense is important. And when there are people who don't think you should be allowed to defend yourself, we got a problem, don't we?
We certainly do, and the problem is all around us now. You can't go out on the street hardly. In Tennessee, they just signed into law or became law on the 1st that there's constitutional carry. I suspect that this will cut down on a lot of criminal acts that have occurred in various places in the state. Because
Cecil, you know what's amazing?
Yes.
Because the left has gone so crazy going after law-abiding citizens with red flag laws, and everywhere there's a leftist government, like the government that I left in Colorado, there are red flag laws, always the same stuff. other states that are controlled by liberty-loving conservatives have legalized constitutional carry because they know that the left not only is after law-abiding citizens' guns, but the left is after police, who we were supposed to depend on, and that's why you don't need a gun. But now they want to get rid of police, too. I hate to do this to you, Cecil, but I got to let you go because we have less than 60 seconds until our break. But thank you so much for calling. I love callers. Ooh, baby. Thanks for joining us. Okay, so when we get back after the break, we're going to have Stephanie Seneff, who is not only going to talk about what is in Roundup. It isn't Roundup itself. It's the chemical in Roundup called glyphosate that she wrote a brand new book about. And we're also going to ask her about vaccines and what she knows about that. So stay tuned. Karen Cataline, you're listening to the Power Hour. Can't wait to get back with you. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.